The Chair of Bord Bia Tánaiste, the state agency charged with promoting Irish food, Irish beef and Irish farming, is also the Chief Executive of Dawn Farms, a company which has confirmed that it sources Brazilian beef for the Irish market. Tánaiste, that fact alone should have set alarm bells ringing across government. Instead, we've seen evasion, minimisation and the circling of the wagons. Bord Bia's credibility rests on public trust. It exists to champion Irish producers, Irish farmers and the reputation of Irish food at the highest international standards. So how can that credibility possibly survive when its chair is simultaneously presiding over a company importing beef from Brazil, a sector repeatedly associated across Europe with food safety scares, with traceability failures, animal welfare concerns and with weak regulatory oversight? Brazilian beef has already had to be recalled from Irish supermarket shelves. It has been the subject of a sustained and serious concern for years around growth hormones, around banned here, around enforcement failures and standards that Irish farmers are rightly never allowed to fall below. And yet, at the very moment Irish farmers are being asked to meet even higher environmental and welfare and regulatory standards, the chair of Bord Bia is linked to imports from a sector that does not operate to those standards. Tánaiste, this isn't just poor optics. This is a fundamental conflict of interest, and it goes to the heart of public trust. The government didn't inherit this situation. The government created this situation. Mr. Moran was appointed by government to a position of public trust. This is not an internal board matter that can be parked, delayed or quietly discussed behind closed doors. It is a matter of ministerial responsibility and government. And it comes at a time of deeply damaging wider context. Yesterday in the European Parliament, Sinn Féin was key to securing a significant victory in referring the EU-Mercosur deal to the European Court of Justice. Meanwhile, your own MEPs were working against that outcome. And against this backdrop, confidence in Bord Bia is essential. Yet instead of recognising the seriousness of this issue, the Taoiseach chose yesterday to try and wave it away, accusing those who raised legitimate concerns in this House of dragging down a good organisation. Tánaiste, Sinn Féin is not undermining Bord Bia. The government is, by defending the indefensible, by refusing to acknowledge an obvious conflict of interest, and by sending a message that accountability stops at the door of powerful corporate figures. This is not about personalities. It is about protecting Irish farmers, about consumer confidence, and about the integrity of Irish food promotion at home and abroad. So my question to you, Tánaiste, is simple and it is direct. Do you accept that there is a fundamental conflict of interest in the chair of Bord Bia also being chief executive of a company importing Brazilian beef to Ireland? And if you do accept that, will the government finally act and remove the chair from his position, or are you going to continue to defend a situation that is plainly untenable and expect farmers and the public to simply look the other way?
Thanks very much, Lasca and Corla. So let me begin by agreeing with you on one point, that Bord Bia is indeed an exemplary organisation. It's an organisation that's fulfilling its mandate with distinction, and it's doing so at a time of huge geopolitical and geoeconomic uncertainty. Last year we saw Irish agri-food exports exceed more than €21 billion. So Bord Bia is excelling. Bord Bia is doing an exceptional job. And considering the vast amount of food that we produce in this country is exported, its role is indeed vital. And indeed, we saw only last week China open its markets to Irish beef, an example of the work done by Bord Bia government agencies in terms of opportunities for Irish food. Now, issues in relation to governance, issues in relation to conflict of interest, perceived or real, are indeed important. I don't dispute that. But so too is process. Process is extremely important. And far be it from your framing of the situation, today, in fact, this morning, in fact, perhaps whilst we're in here, in fact, the board of Bord Bia is meeting and considering all of these matters. That is the appropriate, responsible, fair way of considering and examining any issue when it arises, not shouting and roaring at each other on the floor of this House. That's the way business should be done. And in fact, that's not just my view, Deputy. That's just not my view. It's actually the view of the President of the Irish Farmers Association. because you wrap yourself in the mantle of speaking for farmers. Well, their elected representative said in his statement yesterday that the correct forum to address this issue is with the chair and other directors at a board meeting. He also had the decency to say that he was then happy to wait the outcome of that meeting to see what the answers were, to hear from the chair before delivering his view. That's a responsible thing to do. That's also what the Minister for Agriculture will do, because the Minister has asked that he would receive a detailed report on all of these matters from Bord Bia directly following today's board meeting. So far be it from any of the accusations or obfuscating or any of the words you threw at me or at the government here, we are going to follow due process. This place isn't a kangaroo court where we just come in and say, off with your head. We actually have boards. We have legislation. I have confidence in the board of Bord Bia to do its duty in terms of examining any issues, perceived or real, that would arise, and then to give their view to the minister in line with how this place operates and how government operates. I have confidence in that process. I have confidence in the speed at which Bord Bia have convened their board meeting, and indeed that the chair has sought an opportunity to engage with the board. And I think Francie Gorman, the president of the IFA's, comments in relation to that being the correct forum to address the issue is absolutely the right course of action.
The Minister has the power to remove the Chair. Indeed, the Board on its own does not have that power. They need the consent of the Minister. There are a number of facts that are undisputable. The Chair of Bord Bia, the state agency responsible for promoting Irish food at the highest international standards, is also the director of a company whose important Brazilian beef. Other facts are Brazilian beef had to be recalled just in the last months from Irish shelves. Other facts are that hormones in Brazilian beef were in Ireland that is banned in the European Union just in the last number of months. And the other fact is the chair of that company, who is important, who acknowledges that his company imports Irish beef for the Irish market, is the chair appointed by the government to the head of Bord Bia. Now, the issue here is there has to be credibility. There has to be faith and there has to be accountability. So I put it to you, with all of the facts that you know now, that are undisputed even by the chair himself, do you have confidence in the chair to continue as chair of Bord Bia when he acknowledges that he is importing beef in his company that does not live up to the same standards from a region that does not live up to the same standards as Irish farmers, the length and breadth of the state, are required to? And if they don't comply with those standards, they are heavily penalised for doing so.
You see, you're at it again, and you've done it in this house so many times. You just come in, say somebody's name, and call for them to be sacked. Do you remember the time your leader did it with the Garda Commissioner and how badly that backfired on your party? Due process matters. Due process matters. Just because you've read a headline or heard this or heard that, what's the purpose of a board of directors, Pearce, Deputy, if you don't actually want to have met this morning? It's meeting right now. Like, can you wait a few minutes? Can you wait for it actually to sit down, have a conversation and then report to the minister? Or does it have to be now in time for the 1 o'clock news? Come on now, a little bit of fairness here. This shoot first and ask questions later that your party is steeped in doesn't serve democracy well. I have every confidence in the process. I have every confidence in Bord Bia to discharge its duty and the board of Bord Bia to discharge their corporate governance duties. And I have every confidence in our excellent Minister for Agriculture to respond to any detailed report that he received from the board. And we've confidence in a process. You see, process matters, Debbie. I know process is really inconvenient, democracy and all of that. Kangaroo courts are much easier. But actually allowing somebody an opportunity to talk, to answer questions and a board to give a considered view is how this government functions. And that is a stark difference between this government and our responsible politics and your populism.